I invite you once more to join me at the foot of the cross to reflect on the sixth word of our Lord Jesus, which I have named the word of completion. Once again, this word is recorded only by the Gospel writer John from his vantage point as eyewitness alongside the cross of Jesus. John reads, "When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, 'It is finished,' and he bowed his head and gave up his spirit." The other three Gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, do not record this saying. However, they all mention that Jesus uttered a loud cry or great shout just before his death. The explanation for this difference in the accounts is that the loud cry and the words "it is finished" were one and the same. This was not the groan of relief uttered by a dying man as the end of his suffering came in sight. No, it was the loud shout of the victor who had won the battle and accomplished his mission to the last detail. The sound of that cry resounded around the place of the skull and beyond, and it was heard by every spectator at the cross. Scribes, priests, Pharisees, curious crowds and passers-by, the Roman soldiers and the friends and followers of Jesus who stood in fear far from the cross. That cry of triumph still echoes around the world today. It can be heard by every man and woman who would listen to Jesus with spiritual ears. The verb "finished," "completed," or "accomplished" in John's original Greek text is tetelestai. It is related to the noun telos, which means end. It occurs in the perfect tense, which is used to describe a completed action which produced results which are still in effect all the way to the present. In other words, what Jesus finished over 2,000 years ago produced results still in effect right up to today. Tetelestai was a commonplace word in the New Testament world. A servant said tetelestai when he reported back to a master that a job was done. Merchants used tetelestai to conclude a business deal to the satisfaction of both parties. A shopkeeper wrote tetelestai on receipts where the amount owed was paid in full. A craftsman said tetelestai when he put the last finishing touches to his masterpiece. With his great shout, "It is finished," Jesus proclaimed that from the time of his birth in Bethlehem to the time of his death at the hands of Roman soldiers on Golgotha, he had faithfully achieved every single task that his Father had sent him to earth to do. He had proclaimed the good news about salvation, and he had inaugurated the kingdom of God. He had done signs and miracles and set free those oppressed by the devil. He had preached to the crowds, taught his disciples, and reasoned the truth with his opponents. He had gone in obedience to be condemned wrongfully by the religious authorities and to suffer and die at the hands of the Gentiles. He had paid the price for sin and redeemed mankind. It was finished. With that great cry, "It is finished," Jesus fulfilled every Old Testament prophecy about the Messiah. Let us consider a few of them. Jesus bruised the head of the serpent in the bruising of his own heel, as promised by God himself in Eden. Jesus is the seed of Abraham, in whom all the nations are blessed, as promised to the patriarch. Jesus is David's greatest son, whose throne is from everlasting to everlasting, as prophesied by Nathan. And he is the Son of Man, to whom was given dominion over all the nations, as seen in Daniel's vision. Jesus is the child born to us, whose name is Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. He is the servant of the Lord, on whom God's Spirit rested, and he is the suffering servant wounded for our transgressions in Isaiah. He is the true Son called out of Egypt, as prophesied by Hosea, and the great light that arose over the people of Galilee living in the shadow of death, as found in Isaiah. Every detail of the last week of his life, from his entry into Jerusalem on an ass to the piercing of his side, was foretold in the Psalms and the prophets. With that great shout, "It is finished," Jesus fulfilled every Old Testament foreshadowing, too many to mention here. The Ark of Noah saving the righteous remnant, the bronze snake lifted on a pole in the desert, the rock smitten at Horeb, the Passover lamb, and the scapegoat driven out from the city walls, the furnishings of the tabernacle and temple, and the clothing of the high priest, all pointed to Jesus. With that great shout, "It is finished," Jesus fulfilled every historic foretelling in the Old Testament. Abraham's discovery of the ram in the thicket to substitute for his son, Joseph's rejection by his own brothers and his abandonment to slavery, Moses' great delivery of his people from bondage in Egypt, Jonah's 3-day captivity in the belly of a whale, and Jeremiah's weeping over the fate of Jerusalem. The list is long and rich. All these people and events directed the spiritual eye of the Old Testament believer to Jesus. But now, all was accomplished. The shadow had become substance, and the type had become reality. But most important of all, with his great shout, "It is finished," Jesus fulfilled the sacrificial system by making his one sacrifice for sin for all time. In Eden, God killed animals to cover the shame of our first parents with their skins. From Abel to the patriarchs to the people of Israel, there was only one acceptable way to approach God, and that was through a blood sacrifice. On and on through 4,000 years, the blood of animals repeatedly stained the altars of Israel. On one day, Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep to dedicate the temple to God. Yet this could not assuage the guilt of a single man or woman. Chapter 10 of the letter to the Hebrews says, "The sacrifices under the old system were repeated again and again, year after year. But even so, they could never save those who lived under their rules. If they could have, one offering would have been enough. The worshippers would have been cleansed once for all, and their feeling of guilt would be gone. But on the cross, the price of sin was paid once and for all, not by silver or gold, or the blood of the prince's ox, or the blood of the poor man's turtle doves, but by the blood of the spotless Lamb of God, our Lord Jesus Christ." Again, we turn to the letter to the Hebrews to sum it up. "But Christ gave himself to God for our sins as one sacrifice for all time, and then sat down in the place of highest honor at God's right hand, waiting for his enemies to be laid under his feet. For by that one offering, he made perfect forever in the sight of God all those whom he is making holy. Truly, the death of Jesus finishes, completes, and accomplishes our salvation. We can add nothing to it by our works. We can subtract nothing from it by our failures. He has made us perfect before God, and his blood cleanses our bodies and our souls from all unrighteousness as we walk in the light before him. Jesus has done it all. Hallelujah! What a Savior! Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, your shout, "It is finished," is sweet to our ears. Thank you for staying the course to the very end for our sakes. Amen.
We extend a heartfelt thank you to Professor Eleanor Lemmer for her invaluable contribution of the 7 Words Devotional.